And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys, and we've got a special guest on the Grillin' line right now, Bob.
That's right. Fellow by the name of George, and his last name is Blaha. How are you, George?
Fellas, doing fine. Excited about the big game on Saturday, that's for sure.
Man, tell us your insight there, George.
Well, if you look at these two teams, they all got one of everything. Special teams is really amazing. You know, good kicker, good kickoff guy, good punter, return guys. And on the offensive side of the ball, Michigan runs a little more. The Spartans go deep a little bit more, but both those offenses are very productive. And the defenses are keeping guys off the scoreboard. Sometimes the yardage is up there for Michigan State, but they're keeping the other guys off the scoreboard for the most part.
Yeah, tough in the red zone.
Yeah, very good in the red zone. And I mean, this is the plan to not give up too many big plays. And, you know, the Spartans know about big plays because they make them themselves. Obviously, with all those 60-plus yard passes from Peyton Thorne to his deep receivers, Jaden Reed and Speedy Naylor.
Right. So what do you think the top two or three keys to the game is for each of the teams?
Well, first of all, every time these two teams play, almost every time, the team that rushes for the most yardage wins the game. And, you know, Michigan has two very good running backs. They'll probably be on very good. They're excellent. And the Spartans appear to have a great running back. What I've seen, he's a great running back. So somebody is going to have to stop the other guy's running game. And if that happens, they very well could have the upper hand. So that's number one. I think turnovers are obviously number two. And number three, these field goal kickers, Jake Moody on one side and Matt Coughlin for the green and white, they're going to have to be money. Probably can't afford to miss one. And if you miss one, you better not miss two, that's for sure. So that's kind of what I'm looking at anyway, the running game, the turnovers, and the field goal kickers.
So what is your score prediction, the over-under?
I don't even have a score prediction. I think it'll be a relatively low-scoring game.
I do, too.
However, if it's too low-scoring, it probably puts a lot of pressure on both these quarterbacks. So, and they're going to have to perform. There's probably one more key, really. You got to block Jake Ponischuk if you're Michigan, and you got to block Aiden Hutchinson if you're Michigan State. Those guys are great pass rushers, and they'll mess up your passing game in a big hurry. So they'll have to concentrate on keeping those guys away from their quarterbacks.
Yeah, big game, though. George, do you know how long it's been since they've both been a top 10 contender, since they played each other?
Well, they tell me it's 1964, the last time these guys were unbeaten and both in the top 10 in the country. And this is the latest they've ever played in the season, both of them unbeaten.
Wow. Yeah.
And so, as Spartan Stadium, by the way, is going to be rocking, this is only the second time since the famous 10-10 tie that there have been two top 10 teams playing against one another at Spartan Stadium. Michigan State beat Oregon a few years back when they were both in the top 10.
Right.
And now these guys are going at each other. The thing is, even if these guys were average or slightly above, it would still be a big game. So you can just imagine the tension, not only on the field and among the coaches, but in this crowd too. Nobody wants to lose to the other guy.
No.
In our state, you're either blue or you're green.
Yeah.
Almost 99% of the people have an allegiance. So there's going to be some people very happy and some people very sad come Saturday night.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter where you went to college. Jop and I both went to Ferris, but you still have to pick a team.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Every day.
Well, George, thanks so much for taking a minute with us here. I'm sure you have a lot of people lined up. You're still on the air. Tell us where you're on the air yet.
Well, I'm broadcasting Detroit Pistons on television on Valley Sports Detroit and Michigan State football on the Spartan Media Network, you know, across Michigan, and I think in a few stations, maybe down in Ohio. So, and our flagship station in Michigan probably is WJR AM 760, the Clear Channel 50,000 watt station in Detroit.
Yep. Well, you might run into Frank Beckman there too.
Yep.
Listen.
Hey, I'm betting those Ohio stations are just a little north of Columbus, aren't they?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
probably more than a little.
George Blaha, you're a statewide, if not national, treasure, and we sure appreciate you giving our lowly show a couple minutes of your time.
Are you kidding me? You guys do a great job. I'm happy to be on with you.
Well, thanks so much, George.
All right, go green, George.
All right, go white.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so exciting to talk to him. Now I'm sorry I'm going to be up in the woods.
Well, you can listen to the game. The deer aren't running around at noon. It's kickoff at noon.
I know, and I'm trying to think of what I'm going to do.
Get it on your phone? You get phone service up there?
No, I think I might run into Crankers to watch it.
Oh, well, then you won't be doing any night hunting. Because they make pretty damn good beer there.
Well, but they also have chili dogs.
You're right.
They have, yeah. Coney Islands.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I'll do.
So if you get back up in a tree after drinking two or three beers and slamming back two or three Coney dogs, there ain't a deer coming anywhere near you. You might as well just stay there and enjoy your afternoon.
If I do my job properly, I'll have a doe down either Friday night or Saturday morning.
Right.
I've got them. I've been watching them long enough, and I kind of got them figured out. So
okay. The
weather's going to be like perfect Saturday morning.
Yep.
If that monster comes by that came by last Saturday, I know where to be.
Yeah, very good, man. That's cool. So anyway, it's just a good time to be outdoors.
So excited.
Have you dialed in your bow?
Oh my goodness, yes.
Yeah.
I'm happy that my shoulder's working.
Okay.
I had a motorcycle accident this spring.
Right.
And I was a mess.
Yep.
I was 63 years old. You don't bounce off the highway very well.
Right.
I was a bloody mess, and thank goodness a fella stopped and called 911, and those firemen from Belding were there in minutes. And I'm between Lowell and Belding on that road that I don't know what they call it, changed his name a million times,
right.
But it winds its way up to Belding. Those firemen were there, and I'm sure I looked a mess because I saw pictures of it, and I just blood all over my head. And the one says, what's your name? And they're going through all this stuff. And I said, really, I'm fine. And he goes, okay, who's president? And I said, well, technically, I think we have two.
Yeah.
The guy goes, he's fine. They started laughing.
Right.
And
right.
Then I had the two cutest nurses take me in. So I was I was on my way to the hospital with a couple of beauties.
Well, there you
giving
go.
Me drugs.
Yep. Thank you for the public servants that are out there,
yes.
And our first responders and all those people.
Oh, these girls from Life EMS, fantastic.
Yep.
They were just, they took control.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. So, Conrad, how much time do we have left? Because I don't want to tell a story if I'm going to box us into a corner.
You got a couple minutes.
All right. Very good. we can go with another one. But
I want to know who Conrad's watching this weekend.
Michigan
okay.
State. Come on, it's the biggest game. It might be the biggest game between the two ever,
and right. It's probably the biggest game nationally.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So, who are you going to be rooting for?
Here's two things. One is I was conceived at Michigan State.
Okay.
But you went to Michigan.
No, I got my kidney at Michigan.
Okay. So, so depends on what you're drinking that
right.
day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I thought you went to college with Mosheri.
I did at Central, sure.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right. He's a Chippewa.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. All right.
What year was that?
Long time ago.
When the championship team?
Did you fall out of a tree last week?
The championship team?
Gary Hogaboom, yes, it was the championship team.
No, Kurt and Ron Clemens were on that team.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. The Sunshine Boys.
Right. There you go. So I was probably shining the wheels on their car.
Yeah.
That's the way that works. Well, hey. We appreciate you tuning in, and we are the Grilling Guys. We have a lot of fun doing this, and we hope you have about half as much as we do listening. But get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, do some tailgating. There's no better weekend than this one.
And don't forget.
What's that?
Go green.
All right. Go white. We'll talk with you next week.